From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
On Friday night, GW kicker Cam Stevens broke the school record with a 49-yard field goal in the 17-13 win over EC Glass. Before the season began, Stevens spoke about how he's worked on improving as a kicker.
Definitely been working like more on like my technique, because it's definitely like more technique over power. Definitely been like being in the weight room, making sure that like I'm being consistent with that. Also making sure that I'm doing good outside of the football, just working on my grades as well.
The school record was previously 48 yards and was held by Herman Moore and Rafael Garcia. GW head coach Nick Anderson spoke post-game on Friday about the impact Stevens has had on the team.
I've been blessed here at GW with some good kickers, especially earlier in my career, but Cam's different. I've never had a kicker be a captain on a team, and his teammates voted him as captain just because of, you know, anytime the weight room's open, anytime we're at practice, you know, anytime that, you know, the team's there, Cam's there. And usually your kickers, you know, go out there and kick for a little bit and go home. They don't show up for weightlifting. He leads by example.
GW is now 2-1 on the season. The Eagles are off this week and will be back in action next Friday when they host Lord Botetourt. In NFL news, Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels suffered a knee injury during the team's loss to the Packers on Thursday night. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the injury is just a sprain. His status, though, is uncertain for the team's next game against the Raiders on Sunday. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will miss 3 months due to toe surgery. Burrow suffered a turf toe injury during the first half of the team's win over the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.